The fight for Illinois governor is the main event this November, though the attorney general's race is shaping up as a worthy undercard. Republican attorney general candidate Erica Harold will face Democratic state senator Kwame Raoul. Harold has spent a lot of time in McLean County recently, visiting ISU and the county fair, then again last night at a Women of the GOP event in Bloomington. She says voters here want an attorney general who will hold both parties accountable and take the partisanship out of the office to the extent possible.
People in the area also seem very focused on practical solutions that can have concrete impact on their communities, whether it's the opioid epidemic or other challenges facing communities. I think people want someone who can bring others together to leverage positive things that are already happening within the community and offer a positive vision going forward.
And you said that fighting public corruption would be a big priority for you if you were elected. In what levels of government do you sense that there's a need for more investigative and prosecutorial resources on corruption?
A specific area is the public access counselor within the attorney general's office, because that's the area that's charged with enforcing compliance with the Freedom of Information Act and the Open Meetings Act. And it's my understanding from talking to people that sometimes there's a backlog within that office. And the importance of those statutes is a timely compliance. And so you want to make sure that you're able to give voters and constituent groups, media, watchdog groups, and citizens the kind of documents they need in a timely manner. So that's a way of preventing corruption from occurring within the first place. And so because that office is part of the Attorney General's office, I would be arguing that additional resources and personnel need to be allocated towards that to better equip it to do its job to help prevent corruption.
Do you think that Illinois needs more laws that would restrict access to guns?
I think right now Illinois has a lot of laws on the books and they need to actually be enforced. As Attorney General, if the constitutionality of any Illinois law was at issue, it is the job of the Attorney General to defend the General Assembly's constitutional role in enacting that, and I would absolutely do that. But as Attorney General, I think I would have the ability to highlight broader issues as it relates to the issue of violence, and I think that's where I could uniquely offer my perspective.
So you are running against Democrat Kwame Raoul in November. You have a new ad that's online and maybe on TV as well that tries to tie Raoul to House Speaker Mike Madigan, arguing that corruption in Springfield leads to higher property taxes in this particular case. So in your view, what is that connection between public corruption and taxes?
Well, the property tax system in particular is riddled with conflicts of interest where you have specifically Speaker Michael Madigan, who's involved with tax policy, property tax policy, and then simultaneously running a business, a law firm, where you hire them to appeal your property taxes. That's a conflict of interest that creates problems for Illinoisans, especially those who don't have the ability to hire an attorney to appeal their property tax assessment. And especially in Cook County, the system has been very arbitrary, right? I mean, it is the subject right now of a lawsuit challenging some of the constitutional implications of the fact that if the assessments are reduced, that is passed on to other taxpayers, and it disproportionately impacts people who are unable or not able to afford someone to be able to advocate for their interests. And the reason why I highlighted Senator Raoul's involvement is that there was a piece of legislation that both he and Speaker Madigan were the chief co-sponsors, he in the Senate, Speaker Madigan in the House, that would have attempted to change the law to allow the city of Chicago to raise property taxes in excess of the statutory caps. And that is a problem. And so what I was challenging is the fact that Senator Raoul has not sought to reform the system while he's been in Springfield for the past 14 years, but in fact has sought measures that would have actually exacerbated the problem.
Republican Attorney General candidate Erica Harold was in town Monday evening for a Women of the GOP event hosted by McLean County Republicans. She'll face Democrat Kwame Raoul in November. Harold spoke with GLT's Ryan Denham.